This is the 1895 Podcast, official podcast of Shelburne FC, bringing you news, views and interviews from inside Tolka Park, Dublin's finest since 1895. Here's your host, Stephen Doody.
Hello, welcome to the 1895 Podcast, the official podcast of Shelburne Football Club. And as always, we are brought to you by Go Loud. Go Loud is the home of Irish podcasts. It's here. The biggest week since 2006. It's all on the line on Friday in Derry. I don't want to talk about it, but unfortunately I host the podcast, so I have to. Ben, get me through the next whatever amount of minutes, will you?
I'll try my best. I don't know why you don't want to talk about it. I'm actually buzzing. I don't know if it's... I'm maybe a bit delirious, but I'm really excited.
Go away.
No, I'm not. You're too used to that Shelburne Pesman. What's the point of being nervous? Yeah, nerves are good, but I wouldn't let them consume you. You're about, what, 2 days removed from your biggest game of in 18 years and... In 2 days and yours there. Oh, nerve. No. Why? It's going to be amazing.
Because it's all on the line.
Great. Even better. Would you rather be playing for nothing like the lads down the road have done all season?
At this moment in time, I would love to have an easy life. That's what I'd love to have.
Life isn't easy.
An easy life where I'm not getting visions of Mark Coyle holding the Premier Division trophy, where I'm not getting images of Mauro sitting smoking a cigar, celebrating, where I'm not getting images of just supping on cans, celebrating. I don't know. It feels very real all of a sudden. That's what I would say. I've been saying it all year. It just doesn't feel like we're like in a legit title race. Doesn't feel like we're, you know, right up there. And then when I interviewed JJ after the game on Friday, I said to him, you're one win away from winning the Premier Division title. And it's that simple. Like nothing else. Nobody can stop us other than ourselves at this stage.
It's all in our hands. And that's why I'm not nervous. Like we've had the last 2 weeks where we've had to go out and do our own part, do our own job, and we have. It's just another week where we have to do our own job. I'm delighted that it's still in our hands because for a while it could have been out of our hands. But we go out there, we do the business, we get a win. No one can take it away from us.
No, and hopefully nobody will take it away from us. We obviously put the building blocks in place last Friday with a 2-1 win against Drogheda. It ended up being a very weird game. Like, I mean, of all the people to be in the opposition dugout, Kev Doherty, I actually felt a bit bad for him, to be honest, because every single person that's seen him was like, oh, Kev. And it's like he was afraid to say, oh, look, I would rather we didn't win. But we made... A lot of people saying we made hard work of it. I don't think we did, to be fair.
We didn't. I think that's probably because of the goal. Like,
yeah, I think it's lazy. Line. It's lazy to say we made hard work of it.
It's very lazy considering it's the game we dominated, I would think.
We battered it. We really did. And I also thought we played really, really well. And their goal, in fairness, was a cracker. 9 times out of 10. Now, haven't said that. When I look back on the goal, yeah, probably need to do a bit more to stop the shot. But like most of the time, you'd be happy enough to give up a shot from there, really, wouldn't you?
It's a goal of the month contender. It's a shot kind of out of nothing. He just shifts it out of his feet and he strikes it perfectly. Like there's not really much you can do when something like that happens.
Oh, and look, there was the collective kind of, oh no, when it went in, but very quickly it turns to, we'll be all right here. And I always say it, go back to Waterford away in the Cup semi-final. I think we banished an awful lot of demons that night by performing the way we did. But did we really kind of, did try to get another chance after that? I actually don't remember. I haven't actually thought about the game ever since because I've always been thinking about this week, but I can't remember them having a real chance after that.
Do you know what's mad? I've actually, now that I think about it, I was one to put up the highlights, but I actually haven't watched it back. So my only description of their goal is from what you told me. I actually haven't seen it.
You've definitely down tools, Ben, because you're always a man for watching stuff back. So you're, whether you want to admit it or not, you are consumed and obsessed with Friday night.
Yeah, I am. But yeah, that's would you not want to be?
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, I look.
But like, don't know. I think you're right with the banishing of the demons, but superstitions, they don't really leave us. Duty, you were very kind getting the camera equipment for me.
Yeah, Ben had a weird moment where he went into the tunnel to get the camera gear out to catch the post-match scenes, and Drogheda had pulled him back while he was in there, and you thought we were taking the piss out of you by saying, "Oh, Drogheda had scored," and you were like, "Ah, yeah, they did,"
Yeah, because it
and
just came
Darren
out of
was like,
nowhere.
"Look at the scoreboard," and that kind of gave it away. So then you refused to go back into the tunnel to get the camera gear again because you thought, "No, they'll score if I go back in," so I had to. But everything was all right in the night. But things are getting a little bit suspicious. Cueva, who obviously is the new videographer, putting together some great stuff. You've made her wear the same runners because we won against Watford. But she's wearing a
Yeah.
certain pair of runners, and you told her basically, you're to wear them again next week. She did, and we
Well,
won.
yeah, I did the exact same. I also for Waterford went and got a haircut. Then for the following week went and got another haircut. I didn't need one. Cost me €20, but look, I'm not straying from the routine. I will get another haircut on Friday morning as well.
Good old teacher wages, €20 for a haircut. I fucking can't believe that.
That's
Before, look,
standard.
I know it's standard event. It's on the cheap end of things, which is ridiculous. But we will preview the Derry game shortly. Before we go any further, massive congratulations to Alex Kavanagh, nominated for Women's Premier Division Player of the Year, much deserved, and to Owen Whelan, who was nominated for the Women's Premier Division Manager of the Year award. So the Reds will have a good few seats at those PFA awards. I think that's fair to say. PFA Ireland, I should say. Sorry.
There you go. But they're well deserved.
Yeah, you can't, like, if anything, there could have been, more we said at the time about the representation in the Women's Premier Division Team of the Year. Definitely could have had a couple more in there, but look, let's not go down that route because it won't get us anywhere.
It is good to see Alex Havnen getting that bit of recognition that she deserves, though. I feel like she kind of little bit of a JJ about her, where she can go under the radar a little bit because she is so good
Yeah,
and just seems so simple.
a lot of that I think is in the nature of that position, where like you are kind of like you're not necessarily always picking out those defense splitters. You're not always getting on the score sheet, although Alex has. You're not, but it's the whole thing when JJ got injured. When you take the likes of an Alex or a JJ out of the team, you see then really what you've lost. So, well done to everyone under nominations. Hopefully they get over the line and get the job done. I do have to mention, Ben, we of course were nominated for Sports Podcast of the Year at the Irish Pod Awards. The awards has actually been put off till January, the ceremony itself, so there'll be extra time to vote, but we'll get all that out on the socials. There are more important things to worry about this week than voting for us, let me tell you. Although thank you to everyone in Talca on Friday who did say they'd vote for us. It's much appreciated all around the board. Men's under 17s done the business, Ben. They done the business. A League and Cup double. A 6-2 win over Cork got them over the line. Guarantees that the young Reds, along with obviously Damien Duff's Reds, will play in Europe next season. The kids are all right, Ben, it's fair to say.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we've tried to highlight it as much as we can this season, especially like the work being done in the academy by the likes of Kyle Barron, Aaron Rowe, Luke Byrne, all the coaches, the parents that come down to help, it just shows what you put into it and what you get out of it. And it's amazing to see that kind of structure at the club.
It is. It's like for so long, there wasn't an academy. Like you couldn't have even known that when the League of Ireland kind of came in, the underage academies came in. It kind of was always kind of in bits and pieces. You wouldn't really hear or see much. But now you're getting that kind of flow of players into both the women's and men's senior teams from the academy. It's so important. That's your bread and butter. You should be supplementing your own players with players from outside.
The
And
pathway is so clear now. Like it's like there's a clear escalation of you're here, and then ideally you're into the first team. Like it is great to have that now.
yeah, and no, it's no better club to be in for it. I mean, Owen obviously worked in our academy before. He's coached schoolboy and schoolgirl football for a long time. He's coached abroad in that kind of younger age bracket. Duffer, of course, like he was a trailblazer really when it came to underage football in this country. Like I remember, I was involved in a different schoolboy club at the time. I mean, he started doing those morning sessions with Rovers, and he was getting the kids in before school. He was feeding them. Well, he wasn't feeding them, but Rovers were feeding the kids, getting them in, coaching them, then sending them on the bus to school, getting them back again for more coaching. And everyone was, oh, they're only kids. Let them be kids. I don't know about you, Ben, but if I was an 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old, that's the life I'd want. So,
Without a doubt, 100%.
yeah, it's just funny that it's gone kind of full circle now. And like, Duffer's on the brink of winning the league, and yeah, he was putting these kind of, I suppose you call them, like building blocks in place at the time, and he was such an advocate for it. He was very, very outspoken on it. He didn't care who he kind of annoyed, by encouraging all that kind of stuff. I mean, you look now, like at our own team, like Evan Caffrey, John Martin, they came through that kind of academy system here. So you've obviously like Luke and Dan were on the bench against Drogheda. Like it's plain to see Duffer and Joey and Luke, of course, as well, have all coached underage. So it's a massive part of the club. Well done to the 17s on doing their double, an amazing achievement. And now, Ben, we do. Well, no, we don't. We don't. I'm putting off Derry chat as long as I can. On Saturday, of
I will
course,
have to say,
go on, go on.
no, we did kind of gloss over the Drogs game a little bit, but there was
Yes.
some wonderful football there.
Oh, there
Like
was.
Liam Burt, probably arguably one of his best performances in a red shirt. Him and Gano linking up on that right hand side caused an absolute murder.
Gannon was unbelievable.
Gano was unbelievable, and the amount of times he just got the ball into the box. And look, the people have criticized some of his ability in terms of his attacking ability. He put some wonderful balls into the box where we are just a little bit unlucky not to get something on them. The John Martin assist for the Boydie goal.
John Martin, that for me, that was his best game he's played for us. I think he's like a different animal when he's up there with Boydie, because John can drop in, he can, get on it, he can lay the ball off, and there's always that kind of focal point past him. I don't think I'd rather not have John as the focal point. I think he's great at just picking up little bits of space and getting on the ball. He works so hard. He was brilliant. It was another one of those ones. Like, it's really kind of easy to say, but everyone played well. It really did. And
Like Boydie, look, obviously finding his form at this point, having him back is amazing. We've said it from week one of the season. Boydie's massive. Boydie is a big player for us. And for him to be playing the way he is, like a goal and an assist on Friday, he was the one that fizzed in for Ray, wasn't he? Unbelievable finish by Ray, by the way. Like that's just to
that's
guide it in like
difficult.
that. I think, yeah, I feel like that could be a little bit overlooked. Like it's like Boydie, I imagine, put some power behind his passes, so and it was really fizzed at him.
Yeah, it's a deceivingly difficult one. Like, how many times you see them shanked or missed altogether or ballooned over the bar? Like, it is a really, really difficult finish. And it's funny, like, going into the Derry game for Boydie, he obviously came on on that, I think it was the bank holiday Monday, wasn't it? Where he came on, got that equalizer, and like that was the moment I've said already on here. I felt, geez, we could do something here. And you just wonder, has Boydie got another one of those kind of big moments in him on Friday?
It the goosebumps.
I know. Like somebody, this has kind of been bandied around by other clubs and other. I've seen lots of tweets about it. Like, oh, imagine like the. Hopefully, there's an Aguero moment. You know that kind of like something dramatic happens, and it's like right, that goal has won somebody the league. But just who's gonna be? Like if somebody gets it, like is it going to be somebody totally out of blue? Like is it? You just don't know. But I just feel Boydie has not dragged us along, but he's popped up when he's been most needed. I think he gives everyone a lift when he plays, and getting him back fit at the time we've gotten him back fit, and then being able to complement him with like Edo coming on and just being an absolute bastard to play against. Like he. It's not pretty stuff, but he done some amazing work kind of down the sides when he came on Friday. Just winning throw-ins, winning little fouls. So important.
Oh, absolutely massive. But the performances, especially over the last 3, 4 weeks when we've needed them, like, this is the time to find your form. This is the time to find the wins, kind of. Like, you look at the players, like, a lot of people had written Ray off, especially after his first few outings, but he's becoming a big, big player, popping up with big goals.
Oh, he is, and he's. I think we're seeing now what we seen when he played against us for Dundalk. Like I think you said it
Yeah.
on Friday. Was it Andy Quinn that he just fucking tore asunder?
It basically ended his child's career.
Oh, he really did. He done it like Will Jarvis on who was that lad playing right back for Pats? Remember that Jarvis, same thing, sent him back to England.
Yeah.
With the performance, like Ray has that in his locker, and he's one of these fellas. Like when you see him, you're like, does he give much of a shite? Like he just has that real laid back kind, a little bit like Jarvis, I would say. Like he's not
Very,
overly
very similar.
vocal. You don't really hear anything from him. He's just kind of there, and then he pops up with his magical moments. And the only thing I do have to say is, gloves with short sleeves at this time of the year, Ben. It's question marks there, isn't there?
Look, anything to help him play better. If those gloves help him play better, I'll take it. Wear two pairs. Anything to keep the form. Wear them again. Superstitions.
After Friday, of course, it led into the 100 years at Talca Park game, Ben. I unfortunately couldn't make it. Damn that life outside of shells. But yourself and Darren were down there. How was the day?
Brilliant. It was really, really good. A lot of effort and energy went in behind the scenes to get it done. I know Darren probably wouldn't want any credit at all, but he did an awful lot of work for it. Johnny Watson, Mal Fitz, a lot of people there that did a lot of great work for it. So it's great when the occasion comes off. It was good to see. It was really funny. A lot of the players, when they come in, they just look around. It's the first thing they do.
I
And obviously
always,
not much has changed.
no, I always think that like when I seen when we interviewed Stewie Byrne for the podcast in Talca before, I arrived to do the interview and he was already there and like that he was just standing out on the pitch looking around, and like he's looking into the stands going, oh, I remember I wheeled away there when I scored this goal or that goal, and like it's great to see like.
Yeah, they've put a lot of them, like, you can just see like the pride, the memories, everything kind of flooding back to them, and it's great to hear the stories as well. I know a few popped into the bar, and there was a little Q&A done there with, I think Declan Drake did something, and John Brennan obviously helped. So look, people had big roles to play, and it was an incredible occasion. I think there was a bit of substitution being done on the commentary as well. Davey Mack came in to give everyone stick. He was really hoping for a Joey mistake just so he could clip it and give him a bit of stick. But no, it was a really good occasion.
What I loved about it was you're seeing, like, you kind of could pick the, like, a Shell's Legends team that would have played in something like this before. But I love the fact that we're seeing the likes of Larkin Fitz there, Philly Gorman, Giller, Bisto, you know, kind of fellas who,
Luke Bourne as well.
yeah, like, were huge in their own time. But maybe with the success we're kind of having now, I think sometimes fellas like that kind of don't get the recognition they deserve, but it's great to see. I love those kind of out of the ordinary bodies where you kind of go, geez, Philly, like, Philly Gorman was one for me. I loved Philly Gorman when he played for Shells. He was just real unsung hero type fella, worked so hard. It's just great to see. And it's mad to think that, like, this coming Friday now, like, what kind of players are we going to be welcoming back, you know, in 20 or 30 years for an anniversary game? That could be coming back, and you could be saying to them, remember that league we won in 2024? That was the one that kick-started it all again. It's a mad thought to have, isn't it?
It is a bit insane, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Right,
I
let's
will
get
say
there.
though,
Go on.
did you watch any of the game, the
Of
Legends game?
the I seen the goals just.
Wezo.
I seen the photo, right? And I went, that can't be Wezo. He looks fitter now than he did when he played.
Yeah, and he played like it as well. He just kept running around picking
Ah,
up
he
the
was
ball and
unbelievable.
dusting everyone. His assist for, I think it was Ollie Cahill's goal, the little flick up
Ah, it
back
was
heel.
ridiculous. It's just
And
stupid
but
stuff.
Ollie Cahill's finish has been
When
dramatically looked out, like,
there was an angle, there was a camera angle. I don't know whether it's the one Quiver maybe got from the sideline where you don't see the surrounding, you just kind of see the ball falls on the edge of the box and this left foot sticks in the corner. And I don't know why. I just presumed it was Jason Byrne because the finish was that good. And then when they wheeled away, it was Ollie Cahill. I was going, Jesus Christ, what a finish that was. My personal favourite thing I seen, though, was Sparky, Mark Rutherford, going down the right-hand side. And he just left the left-back for dust. The left-back just stopped. He stopped running
Yeah,
altogether.
I think at one stage he just gave up because he'd run and cut inside, and sometimes he just, it's almost like it was slow motion. Just wait for it to happen and be like, ah, he's gone now. Oh well.
Amazing, man. Friend of the podcast, Paul Skinner as well. Ben, did he show up? Did he look assured? Is there anything maybe Conor Cairns and Lorcan Healy could clip up on him?
He was actually unbelievable. He didn't have much to do in terms of saves, but anytime the ball was given back to him, he had a bit of a dodgy one back to him. He just clipped it over someone and then passed it out. Never seen him look so calm and collected.
Pressure. What pressure, huh?
There
No
was
such thing as
no
pressure.
pressure. I tell you what, he was something else, to be honest. Like, in terms of composure on the ball, like, he just kept taking the ball and moving it. Didn't look like he was fazed at all. There
We
was one
are.
stage where a child did shout at him and offer him a Dorito, and he looked a bit tempted to take it, and he kind of taking a drink and Andrew won the ball high up the pitch, but he got back to his line. He was fully focused on the game.
Well, poor Skins has heard enough shy shouted at him, both in Tolke and then up in Drogheda. And Skins always came in for a little bit of stick, so I'm sure he was more than relieved that the only voice he heard was offering him a Dorito. Look, we're back in the good books now, Ben. That's the way I'm looking at it. But nevertheless, we move on to Friday. It's the game of all games, Ben. Like, I was thinking about this earlier. I was like, for every, like, Niall Burden, we had a Dean Delaney. For every, like, Bocker Bailey, we've had a Davey McAllister. For every Wayne Byrne, we've had a Philly Hughes or a Bisto. Like, it's been an incredible kind of journey, really, to this point. And for the first time in all those years, the Reds are going into a game where if you pick up 3 points in Derry, you're top of the pile. You're immortal. You'll go down in Shell's history. It's an incredible thing to think, isn't it, really?
Yeah, look, I know people are all kind of in the same boat now, where it's like there's no point in looking back, focus on where you are, but like the growth of the club, especially over the last 3 seasons, is just incredible. The one thing I will say that the manager, his staff and his players have given us as Shells fans is belief. Because there was times where you didn't believe you were going to see those crowds in Talca. You didn't believe you were going to see the 11 on the pitch give absolutely everything. You didn't believe you're going to be going into a game that could win you a league title, because it just seemed so far away.
And I've spent all week so far just thinking about this game and kind of doing a bit of looking back and kind of I'm thinking all kinds of stuff, but the staff and players this year have like that restored a pride in the club, I think. And so have plenty of others, just don't get me wrong, like even off the pitch, I mean, we've moved on so much in the last few years. Of course, like still a ways to go and plenty more improvements to be made, but the pride that the staff and players have put back into supporters, I think, is just incredible. And I'm kind of going at it now from a point of like, even if we didn't do the business on Friday, there's a real belief, there's a real pride back around being a Shelburne fan that probably, I think we've always been proud to be supporters, but just, kind of like it's been like a dirty little secret at times where, yeah, I'm a Shells fan, I won't say it too loud just in case, but that's gone now. And that's, I hope for the players' sake that we win it because they fucking deserve it so much. If for nothing else, for putting that pride back in the supporters. And it's a real kind of cliche thing to say, but I mean, everyone is with them every step of the way. Like, I think you'll find like the Rovers players come in for a bit of stick. So have the Derry players in the last week or so. None of those players are going to get stick, like regardless of what happens. And I think that's a good thing. I think it takes the pressure off. It lets them just go out, do the business, and bring that trophy back to Talca on Friday.
I'm pretty sure you've just hit the nail on the head there.
That was easy, Ben. And among all this, you know what? I won't call out their name, right? I won't give their name because I don't think it's fair. Somebody got on to me earlier on Instagram, asking why the club had not put out the Leinster Senior Cup draw for 2024-25. Seriously. Sit down, find yourself a mirror, and look in it. There is enough things going on than worrying about a competition that doesn't start until next season for us. So just calm down. Calm down. Ben, does Boyd have to start?
Yeah.
I totally agree. Very simple, straightforward, to the point. Are there any other headaches there? Is there any other kind of decisions you can see being difficult ones to make?
You have to remember Mark Coyle comes back into the
Yep.
side, you'd imagine, after a suspension, but it's very hard to overlook Evan Caffrey, especially with performances. Like, he really did fit in with JJ. Like, it's very rare to say that Coyle didn't seem like a loss, but I think we dealt with the loss an awful lot better.
We did 100%.
If
So,
that makes sense.
yeah, that begs the question then, do you change your shape to accommodate Caffrey, Looney, and Coyle? Or like, what? It's awkward. Like, what do you do?
Thankfully, we don't have to decide.
Yeah. Matty Smith back in contention as well. Like,
It's
I've
probably the strongest like we've been all year in terms of injuries and players back. Hopefully, when we see team news, a lot of this will be eased and we know for definite. But it's again, I know we've said it an awful lot, but it's come at a good time to have these bodies.
Yeah, and we obviously got Griff back there on Friday. So, like, we're in good shape. I mean, obviously Sam Bone missed out again. I don't know. Like, we don't know whether he's available or whether he's not available, but it's as close to full strength as we've been for I don't know how long.
Considerable amount of time, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I think it's only going to help us. Just starting to wrap up, but from a Derry point of view, like, where's their mindset at the moment? Like, they've got a cup final coming up. Obviously, they're still trying to make sure they qualify for Europe, but they're in this weird scenario where a win doesn't necessarily get them into the top three, because if Pat's going to do the job, I think they're playing Sligo, aren't they? So it's a very, very weird look. Obviously, it's all up to us, it's in our own hands, but I think it'll just be interesting to see how Derry go about this one.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because you just look, obviously you don't go out aiming to not win a football game, I'd imagine. So I'd say they're probably well up for the game, especially where they ended up now going into the last game. Like, a lot of people expected it to be us and them, and it'd be either they lift it up there or we do, but I don't think anyone expected them going into the last game to be sitting in fourth.
No, definitely not. But if I was a Derry fan, I'd be saying, forget this bleeding shells game. Like, we don't, like, put all the eggs into the cup final basket. Because even if you win tomorrow, or on Friday, it doesn't guarantee you Europe either way, whereas winning the cup final does. So I don't know, decisions to be made there. I think if we start the game well, that Derry crowd could easily turn. But they would fucking love to spoil the party. So, oh, look, it's out of our hands, Ben. There's nothing we can do here with our microphones and our headphones to change it, but I suppose just try and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's our biggest game in 18 years. Go out, be heard, celebrate it. There'd be times where you didn't know you're at the end of a season, you'd have a club to come back the next season.
Yeah, so
So,
all things considered, it's not a bad spot to be in.
like, if your only nerves at the end of a season were, are we going to win the title? It's probably, they're good nerves to have. That's a good kind of pressure.
Course,
So,
I put out during the week the question box asking how everyone was holding up. Some replies that can't be read out for obvious reasons because of the colourful language. I will read out a few. Sean C1895 said, "I'm not good. I have a wedding to go to on Friday." He want to be his own wedding,
yeah,
and
to be
even at
honest,
that, like, oh,
like, the fixtures have been out for a while, pal. If it's your own wedding, like,
yeah. I want to see photos of phones at top tables at that wedding, or else I'm going to be very disappointed. Plenty of people have been on about a loyalty system for ticketing. Look, so many people missed out. The numbers just don't add up, unfortunately, for the amount of tickets that were given, to the amount of season ticket holders we have. It just people are gonna miss out, and it's shit. And of course, it's terrible. And I really do feel for people in that position. As far as I'm aware, I don't think anyone in the league has a loyalty system as such in place. It's very hard to implement that because all the different clubs are using different platforms, and like, it is very difficult. Hopefully something can be done so that don't end up in this scenario again. But look, everyone's aware it's not great, it's not ideal, but I don't have the answers for you. I'm starting to panic, Ben, because the voice of reason was on as well, Jordan O'Reilly. And he said, "Voice of reason, no more. My nerves are gone. I can't handle this." If the voice of reason has lost his reason, where does that leave the rest of us? Trisha
They'll
Darcy,
settle. His
go on.
nerves will settle. I'll have
Oh,
faith.
yeah, a few cans will do that for you. Trisha Darcy's nerves are shot, but she believes we can do it. So do I. Rob Lenehan said, "Overall, it's been a very good season, regardless of Friday's outcome. Very much looking forward to watching this game from Antalya this week." Rob Lennon, I know Rob's based in Spain normally. That man gets around the place. And then he finished it off with "Go on, Shells," which can't really be. Plenty of people just saying they're just really proud of the team, and what will be, but regardless, everyone's extremely proud, which I would definitely echo. Liam Byrne said, "Haven't been this nervous since I was hiding Bacardi Breezers from your dad in Ljubljana." Yeah, I'd be pretty nervous with that as well. And then that's really it. I mean, not a whole lot more else we can say or do. It's Judgment Day on Friday. It's probably the game
That's
of your Shell supporting life, really, isn't it?
yeah, and I cannot wait
That's like
because
gone.
I've had to sit through a lot of shite to get here, a lot of misery, seen a lot of terrible, terrible performances. Now we've a team we can be unbelievably proud of, and we're going into a title decider in the Brandywell. If you would have said that to someone 5 years ago, they would have thought you were mental.
Yeah,
So,
no.
this is it. This is as big as it gets, and I'm just buzzing. I'm actually just buzzing.
I just remember when the fixtures came out and like everyone was kind of, joking, being, oh, go up to Derry the last game of the season for a title decider. Now it's not quite a title decider with Derry, but the title is on the line. It's incredible. I'm shit myself. I mean, there's no point trying to. You seem very calm and reasonable at the moment. I most certainly am not. I am.
That's just because I have a week off work duty. It's midterm. I've gone on a run twice. I don't run. I've gone on a walk. I've cleaned. I start cleaning the house. I'm just keeping myself busy, but I'm excited. It there is a look. There's obviously going to be a hint of nerves, but it's more excitement. I think I'll be grand once I'm in the Brandywell.
Yeah, I think so. I do think it's easier when you're actually at the game. You can let your frustrations out a little bit more. Like if I was driving along the van and start rolling out the window now, I'd probably be arrested. Whereas like do it up in there, up in the Brandywell all I want. I suppose look, just all there is left to say is just
Enjoy it.
try and enjoy every minute because it doesn't happen very often. You don't know when it'll happen again. I mean, the Reds are top of the pile, and hopefully, come 10 o'clock Friday evening, the Reds are still top of the pile, and everyone's buzzing about it. Talca will be open. There's a big screen showing the game. It's a tenner a ticket. Doors are half six. Make sure you have a ticket. You will not get in without a ticket. So get on and buy one early, so you don't have to worry. It's 7:45 kickoff. Other than that, it's live on RTE, and massive. Shells are massive, Ben.
Yes, we are.
It's a good time to be a Red. I'll see some of you in Derry. I was about to say in Derrymount, in Derry on Friday. I'm sure I'll see plenty of others over the course of what will hopefully be a box office Shelbourne weekend. And as I told everyone who would listen in Kennedy's that night, we will have our day. We will have our day. Ben, thank you very much for giving up your time.
A pleasure as always.
And I will see you on Friday.
We will have our day up the
Thanks for listening to the 1895 podcast, the official podcast of Shelbourne FC, Dublin's finest since 1895. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify, and subscribe now to never miss a new episode.